Good morning, everybody. This is a point in the call. For those of you who've never joined us, you're welcome to stay on, but we have Kathy Clark, Harold Walkup, and seven others that may or may not be with us. Ken Scripa from Houston, Texas, Molly Chang from Dayton, Ohio, Mary Margaret from South Carolina, a whole bunch of people that join, and we actually are now going to, for the next 25 minutes, talk about the things that we're doing. And most of what we just kind of talked about, so this could be a shorter call, but things that we're doing on a continuing basis, stuff that we did this week to get our business ratcheted up to, you know, to the next level, or just simple business tips. And so this is more group interaction and less advanced talking, which is always a, you know, I get to breathe a sigh of relief at this point. So, Kathy, I know you're on. I know Harold, you're on. And let me find my list because I often forget. Susan Evans, also from the Seattle area, who I know was at HBM last weekend, so hopefully we get to hear her perspective. Ken Scripa, as I mentioned, from Houston. Molly Chang from Dayton. Harold Janice Skipper from Michigan. Steve Crowfoot from Utah. And then Mary Margaret. And Kathy Podrowski from East Texas. So if you're on the call, please speak up or forever hold your peace.
Vance, this is Susan. I'm on the call.
Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
And I know Kathy and Harold are already with us. So while the others are joining, I'm not going to sit here and repeatedly do roll call because it's irrelevant.
Yes, I'm here.
Good morning. Susan, let's talk about your ahas from last weekend. You've been to Human Being More before, I presume.
Yes. This was my fifth time going, and then I've helped many other times also.
Okay.
And this was by far the best.
Okay, Susan, I've been to HBM, I think, about four or five times, and I'd have to sit down and think about all the different locations, but I haven't gone 30 times. I'm not one of those people. I mean, don't get offended if you're listening on the line and you have been to Humans Being More 30-plus times. I'm sure you have a valid reason for going back, but now that you have to pay $49 and you can't just keep going for free, you know, maybe something else might be, unless you identify what your reasons are. But I've been almost a half a dozen times, like Susan. Susan, this far, as you said, this time by far was the best. Why?
I think... because of the two people who were presenting, Jeff and Larry Prophet was also heavily involved with it and came and shared quite a bit. And also because of the business fundamentals part afterwards, how that was conducted and listening to Dorinda Dragon, Jerry White, and Mary Lou Reardon, and seeing that they've all been in the same place many of us get into and have moved through it, but just I knew that I needed to go, and it was more than I expected it to be, and really has put me on a path of action. And perhaps one of the biggest things I learned, one of my big ahas, was on my life cycle plan, I always like to put quotations because I'm a word person, and lo and behold, one of the things that either Larry or Jeff said was that our mind needs to see in pictures.
Ah, okay. So what? Give us an idea when you say that your mind needs to see in pictures. For like goal setting or something.
That.
Okay.
And this was the first time that I really, which was also another aha. On my life cycle plan, I've always put a lot of quotations and a lot of family things and my weekend car and all of that. And but I had never put down images of the ranks. So I have gold over on some gold things, all that glitters on one side, and then platinum President's Club in the middle, and then diamonds on the other side. And now I can look at that and just put the images in my head rather than words and put images of my family in my head, and rather than have, you know, a quotation about helping society, have pictures of the way I like to be involved in helping society. I don't know if that makes sense or
that
not.
Makes perfect sense. So you're basically taking, instead of just thinking about it, but you're creating a picture. And we do this with the life cycle.
Yes. Right?
With the mapping things out and putting pictures there. A couple people like that, I didn't like coloring with my left hand anyways, but the butcher paper experience that we used to have in your stuff, that's been one of the things that's been eliminated to try and condense it from a two-day experience into a day and a half so we had time for the business fundamentals. But I remember the first time that I ever went to Human Seeing More, back then called Silver Training, and it was actually in Tacoma, I believe, and this was in January of 1994. And I wasn't even married at the time, but was dating Stacy. And I remember drawing out a kind of a picture of a home that I wanted to one day have. Now, again, I grew up in this area of the Pacific Northwest, but on my picture of the home, we broke ours down into, like, I think it was into five quadrants, and representing one for each of the five pillars. But I drew a picture of a home on a hillside covered with evergreen trees and a view. Okay? Today is now 2008, 14 years later, and if any of you have seen where we live on a hillside. It's covered with evergreen trees that we planted several years ago, and actually did it as a polar bear project because we live in a National Scenic Gorge area. So reforestation is a big part of our lives, and we have a view. So how can something, when you're talking about pictures, Susan, how can something that you say you create a picture be so powerful? How do you think that works?
Well, I have to be very honest with you that I don't know, but I'm willing to give it a shot. Because I've always heard people say these have happened from my, right on my life cycle plan, and I look back at my old ones and I haven't had that experience, but so what I'm doing is I'm pulling off the quotes, putting the pictures on, and hanging it on the wall in front of my computer. And as I say, the five affirmations that one of my teammates who was there and I wrote this week for ourselves, and I'm going to look at that every day and just believe that it can happen. So if you ask me in 6 months, I might be able to answer that better. I think it generates emotion, perhaps, seeing the pictures.
Uh-huh.
And perhaps it's the emotion that propels us forward. That's one of the things I took away this weekend.
Dennis Williams uses the phrase, and I know it's not something that he thought of himself, but nothing is as powerful as an idea whose time has come. And it's the same thing when we, and people on the call will know where he sourced that, but I can't remember. But the bottom line is, when we do take that and we create a picture, a visualization of something we want to see, and we can do this, I can do it easier with projects and visualize something, and maybe it's because I'm a Rogers, I can go back on both sides of my dad and my mom's family and see the entrepreneurial spirit. But as far as building things, however, the challenge for me personally is to transition that and to say, okay, what would a very active personal group volume look like? How do we create that? And Dennis Williams sent out an email with a couple of days ago with their top 10 achievers or volume producers, and then he also asked in the email, hey, we'd like to hear from those of you who have at least $2,000 or more in personal group volume from AutoShip every month. And I thought, well, that would be a fun goal.
Yeah.
How far away am I from that? So I did a quick glance. And this is something that all of us can be working towards, because if we just use that as a baseline, all of us should know by now that a silver requirement in order to get paid as a silver and get paid your 6% on your downline silvers is that base volume of $2,000 a month. So is that not a good goal to establish now Yeah, because Susan, your rank again, help me out.
It's a silver.
You're silver. Okay. So $2,000 in group volume, and whether or not you've got silvers underneath of you, it's a good idea to maintain that, because I've had people tell me, well, I knew that once I get the silver, I had to do at least $2,000, in order to get paid.
Yeah.
Well, yes and no. Yes.
Wait.
Paid on your downline, but you don't have to do $2,000 to get paid on your own volume. But is that such a bad idea to trick people into thinking that, you know, they got to do at least $2,000? I got to do at least $2,000 in order to get paid. No, it's not a bad thing at all. Because what would our checks look like if we had on our base volume every single month $2,000 coming from auto ship?
This is to put myself in.
Go ahead, Molly. And some of you, like Molly, if you can hit *4, Susan is really good, got a good phone, so we can hear her great. But some of us need to hit *4 to boost our volume. Molly, what are your thoughts on that? Because we talked about a lot of different things. But visualization, and Molly, you have an advantage over the rest of us in that you're culturally, as a Chinese individual, because I see this in our own daughter, who we adopted from China. Culturally, there's different attributes to other cultures that are, well, they're just different. But the power of visualization and seeing things, how do you utilize that?
Okay, on the $2,000 volume that I must have, it is very good to trick myself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, on the picture and the images, when I dream, I often dream people from where I was born in China, in Taishan, back in the mountain villages. And I mix it with the people in Taiwan. Taiwan was the backward village. Taiwan is a independent government. So after we moved to Taiwan in 1949, when communism took hold of the mainland, I mixed with the people in there. And also the people I learned know in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So that the picture image are the things that I do good at in my dream. Well, I believe what Susan was saying, that what does a picture do for you? That it does arouse the emotions. As I come to realize it when Susan said that. So it might work for me too, because I am a feeling person. So if you think of on the line of what is important to me and have that emotion come rush in, I think it would propel me to action.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like, and I know there's, I'm sure I could interview a doctor or somebody who understands the body chemistry, but when we, and I mentioned this last week, I believe, the power of the mind is that when we think on thoughts, the endorphins and the serotonin levels in our body's chemistry, when we think on things that are positive and when we set again, realistic and attainable goal for ourselves and visualize something, a picture, a word picture, or, you know, put it on paper, but then again, visualize, okay, what is this going to look like? Our body chemistry reacts to that in a positive way. And here's, again, I use the word attainable, and I think this is something that is really crucial that we need to remember and understand, is that... for example, let me go back to Susan, and I know there's the rest of you on the call, and Janice may be on the call, and she may actually speak up earlier rather than later. Susan, as a silver, for you to say, today, you know, it's July, I'm going to be diamond by the convention in Orlando come October. Is that attainable?
No.
Why not?
because of the physical requirements for to achieve that are
so you,
not.
So you're saying you want to actually sleep sometime in the next?
Right. Right.
Okay.
And I know that, but I do know that I will be gold by the convention in October.
And see, now, just what you just said, the tone of your voice completely changed.
Oh.
But I will be gold by the convention in October. And I could hear it, and I know everybody else online could hear it, because we know that, I mean, I guess it is possible to go from silver to diamond in, let's see, August, that's 3 months' time, basically, by the time the convention happens. It is possible, remotely unlikely. I mean, the percentages are way stacked against you. However, attainable goals, when we can actually visualize them happen, because, okay, what would that take to pull that off? Well, that for silver. Susan, do you have any silvers underneath of you?
I have two.
You have two.
Truly what I need are, one of the things, and this is going to move it a little bit from what you're asking, but one of the things that one of the ladies shared at Humans Being More that I think is very powerful is that she took pictures of just random people, and on that page she put the qualities she wanted in her team. And so that's what I have on one part of my life cycle plan now. A picture of a whole bunch of, actually I found one with 12 people on it. And I put 12 different characteristics of people I'm looking for.
Do you have that in front of you?
No, but I can walk right out and get it.
Oh, no, you know, I don't want to make you walk.
No, that's okay. Walking's good.
But now, are these just what I call pretty people? Or model type people, or is there's characteristics about them of people that you'd like to work with and have on your team for the rest of your life?
Yes, because when you said could you be diamond, perhaps it could happen, but if I want to have a team to accomplish a good parallel or reproductive residual income, I want a real team, and so my people on these faces, because I didn't necessarily like their faces, so I just put words on them, and it says that together my team is in integrity, they're self-starters, they're leaders, they're motivated, they're passionate, enthusiastic, determined, fun, team players, coachable, persistent, and committed. And that's from that point forward, I realized that's what I'm looking for in people.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said on one of the calls, you know, like when you see a car, like I have my gray Prius on here, and I've seen them all over the place now. So if I have these words or attributes clearly defined, perhaps I will see these people more readily. So then I will be diamond in a couple of years, but I will for sure be gold with a good team.
Okay. Okay, fantastic. Okay, let's in the 8-9 minutes we have remaining here, let's pick on some other people here. We've already heard, Molly shared, Susan shared, Harold shared prior, and Kathy got to share. Kathy, is there anything else you'd like to add that maybe you didn't share before or that Susan hit on regarding, specifically, again, the business fundamental portion of what you experienced last weekend?
I'd like to hit a little bit more on the life cycle plan and why it's so important to have the images. Think for a moment, when you dream, are your dreams in spreadsheets or Word documents, or are they in photographs? They're always in images unless you're an accountant and you see columns and columns of numbers. Okay, hit it one time.
Only you, Kathy, only you.
But we do. Our brain takes us to images. And if you think, and if a person were to stop and think, if you were to lose your eyesight, what would that do? Everything else is the same, but you lose your eyesight. That becomes a pretty daunting thought that you wouldn't be able to see things. and see the beauty of things. My life cycle plan, my current life cycle plan, I put together a year and a half ago, and one of the things I had wanted to do was, one of the things I put on there is I wanted to get in shape. I wanted to get fit, and I wanted pretty much to be fit. I wanted to get my weight down, and I wanted to be fit. Not just lose weight, but I wanted to be fit.
Okay.
Well, when I was creating my life cycle plan, the only photograph that I could find of a woman at that time, in the time constraints I had, the only photograph I could find of a woman that was fit, that I could sort of, that I felt looked fit, was a woman running. And never in my entire life had I run. I had, you know, I run after kids, I run after the horses and cows, stuff like that. But as for actually going out to run for the sake of running, I had never done that, had no desire to do that, ever.
Mm-hmm.
Bad for your knees, everything else. And what am I doing today? I am running 5 miles a day. I'm running 5 miles a day without realizing what was happening. All this stuff has started to come true. And when I was looking at my life cycle plan during Humans Being More, and I was looking at all of the things that have already come to fruition or are in the final stages of fruition just because of this life cycle plan. And this was also the first life cycle plan that I really put together with a lot of thought, and the whole thing is plastered with images. I got some words on there, but the images. And the things I have accomplished or am in the middle of accomplishing right now, every one of them is with an image,
mm-hmm.
with a photograph.
Mm-hmm.
Have I accomplished anything with words? No.
And, you know, what's interesting about that, Kathy, is that there's all kind of, as you just said, by focusing in on the getting fit and doing the jogging thing, how so many other things fell into place, the byproduct of that.
Yeah.
And my last experience at HBM, when I actually went through it, was, I can't remember how many, was it 2004? Was it that many years ago? Yeah, it was right up. No, I've been part of them, but as far as me actually going through the whole two-day experience, I've been at them and spoke at them, but not as a participant. I jumped in as a fill-in for several of the sessions. But anyways, enough of beating up on Vance. What was interesting about going through it then, it was right after a hernia surgery. And I probably shouldn't have been there, but the power of a product, it was wonderful. When I went through that surgery, I was told by the surgeon that, this is for correcting your left side. You're going to have the right one done as well, because I can see that muscle's already herniated. So for the last few years, I lived with the ability to only be able to do certain things, like raking leaves, couldn't do that. If I did it for more than 5 minutes, that one that hadn't been operated on would flare up and it would hurt. Snow skiing, which is a passion of mine, especially to be able to teach young people how to do it, I really had to be careful doing that. Kicking any type of ball, like a soccer ball, that's not an option. It couldn't happen. What was interesting is, as Kathy, you pointed out, you make a decision in one area and how it affects others. And again, it's not with words, but it's with images. I had an image of last September when I joined the fire department, the volunteer fire department in our community, to just do a couple things. I'm not really into exercising because we live on 5 1/4 acres, so I do enough physical stuff outside to keep myself in shape, and again, don't beat me up because I'm not doing the cardiovascular like I know I should, but simply making the decision, hey, I want to build up to where I'm doing 100 sit-ups and 100 push-ups every single day. Did I start with 100? No. Can Susan Evans be diamond by the convention October? Not likely. Can she be gold? Absolutely. Could I achieve 100 sit-ups and 100 push-ups over a matter of a few months? Yes. All I did, I started with 25, and each week I added, or every other week, I added 5 more. And whatever it was, December or January, I reached 100 mark, and now it still takes a bit to do it, but I think I have the side results of that. What I wasn't expecting is I don't believe, now I have not had it analyzed by a surgeon or a doctor, but I have not had any problem whatsoever with that herniated muscle on the right side of my belly as a result.
No, because you have built up the muscle.
Imagine
that.
I didn't, and I wasn't going into it to do that. But
yeah.
That's the same way it works in our business, that when we focus in on getting in balance, because we may be really balanced as far as the healthy family pillar is spending quality time with our family on a regular basis, but watch what happens when we make a decision to improve and work on one of the other pillars. Watch how that healthy family pillar even takes it up a few notches.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, we see this happen all the time. So exactly what all three of you have spoken and said, all three of you gals, and piggybacking on what Harold did, when we make the decision to improve one of those areas, it will impact all the others. So, great. You guys, we're out of time. It's now a quarter after, and Dennis Williams has got a webinar starting in 15 minutes, so take advantage of that. But I want to encourage what we started the call with an hour and 15 minutes ago. I really want to encourage you guys, not because I'm doing it, not because Denny Rogers is doing it this morning, but spend some time. And if you weren't planning on doing this today, well, in the next few days, it's very, very crucial to look at the next rhythm event in your area. And if you're not within driving distance, well, I would encourage you to take a leap of faith. If you're not within driving distance, to one that's, I mean, I say like 3 to 4 hours, and that's a pretty healthy commitment to do that. But if you're not in driving distance to one in your area, I would highly, highly encourage you to, it may not happen a month from now, but by November 22nd, that you work your rear end off to get a group, so that even if it's you yourself doing it, but that you have a collective group of 50 people or more, and you contact Neekin when the registration becomes available and says, we're going to have 50 people at this event. Now, if you've only got 10 people in your personal group right now and you're isolated out in an area, that may be a stretch. However, if you make the decision, and it's like the ladies are saying, you create that visualization, that picture of who those 50 people in that room will be. And if all those people are in your organization, oh, hot diggity, wouldn't that be a good problem to have? But there are more. Neekin, all they really want is they target an amount of 50. That is a great place to start. Again, if you can't drive to one, or that's, you know, too far out of your, you know, a commuting access point, take a leap of faith and decide today, hey, come November 22nd, I'm going to do what it takes now so that I'm going to host my own. And, you know, if you're not a silver or above, well, you can call me as a President's Club member, and I will sign off on it. And even though I'm already committed to being in Dallas, Texas for November 22nd, I will work with you to make sure you get a guest speaker there. That would be a fun draw. Now, for new people or non-wellness consultants, it's not a, you know, a lot of these names don't mean anything. However, the story, we can leverage that story and that credibility of that person to be a draw for your area. And you know what happens is you'll start getting other wellness consultants to come out of the woodwork because you took a leap of faith and you decided to go ahead and step up to the plate and host it. So encourage people, make the decision now to call and contact the people that you want them to be there. So next week, again, you guys, don't miss it. Terry and Aaron will be with us. Both of them will be with us, and they'll be there at the very beginning of the call, and we'll go from there. So, again, to my team that was on the call, and if you weren't on and you didn't speak up, sorry, but Molly and Susan and Kathy and Harold, thank you guys for contributing. That was a big, big treat for me to have you guys step up and share, and we'll talk again next weekend. So have a great weekend, you guys. Talk to you soon.
Have a great week.
Thank you.